If you don't have naturally long, perfect eyelashes, curling them before applying mascara will really open up your eyes. You can actually curl lashes after mascara is applied, as long as your mascara is dried. A good tip to know if you want to curl your lashes later in the day without removing your mascara, I usually blast the eyelash curler for 3 seconds with a hairdryer for extra staying power. Just test the metal to ensure it's not too hot before you clamp down on your upper lash. What to do with the bottom lashes? Many makeup experts avoid mascara on the lower lashes because they believe it actually closes up the eyes. This is true for some women, but for others, mascara and eyeliner on the lower lashes can make a dramatic difference. Try it out for yourself and see if you like it.
Wet the brush thoroughly. This will help the hairs stay together when you separate them. Now dip the brush into the paint. If you want your lines to be equal, ensure you've loaded colour evenly across the whole width of the brush. Using a piece of plastic, gently separate the hairs on the brush into even clumps. Start in the middle and work outwards. Don't worry too much about getting exactly the same number of bristles in each clump. The differences will make it look like you painted them individually. Don't use anything sharp, such as a craft knife, to split the brush, or you'll cut the bristles. Put brush to paper. For parallel lines, move the brush in a gentle sweep across the paper. For more parallel blocks, dab the end of the brush onto the paper.
If you try only one new thing this month, make it a bright new lipstick. It's all the rage on the catwalks. Choosing the right shade and getting it to stay on isn't easy, so here, the world's top celebrity makeup artists share their tips. Colour is important and can put you in a good mood all day. If you are short of time to do your makeup in the morning, just make sure you apply a bright lipstick. Red looks great, as does a bright pink or coral. I prefer deep, pure reds with no trace of pink in them. If you are worried about colour being too bright, apply neutral colour to the lips first by applying a light covering of foundation to the lips. It will neutralise the natural lip colour and will help the colour last longer.
First, choose a colour using nature as your guide. According to InStyle, the trick is to find a colour that matches your cheeks when they're flushed after exercise or being out in the cold. For a quick test, spank your cheeks and use the resulting colour as a guide. Another trick is to match your lip colour. Fair skin looks great in rose, olive and peach, and dark skin in apricot or even red. Put the blush on your brush, tapping off any excess, or put a dab of gel on your fingers. Look into the mirror and smile. This helps you figure out where the apple of your cheek is. Since you want a healthy flush, it's best to apply brush only to the apples of your cheeks. Keep the colour light and blended.
Step 1. Draw the portrait carefully using simple lines. Before beginning to paint, decide where the light hits her face and therefore where you must keep the paper white. Put in the light skin colour from the left side of the forehead. Start by putting on the paint where you want dark skin tone. Then, with clean water, go into the paint with your brush to give nice, soft shading. While still damp, add a little red to the cheeks. Remember to paint ears, neck and arms while you still have the colour of the skin. Step 2. The most important features in a portrait are the eyes and the mouth. Not before painting the portrait will you know if you have succeeded in depicting the personality of your model. I will always put these features in as soon as possible. If you get the eyes right, you won't go wrong with your portrait, so start with the eyes.
Apart from your wardrobe, the three pillars of beauty are hair, nails and makeup. For hair and nails, many women visit a salon, but generally, most apply their own makeup. Learning how to apply makeup properly is a small investment in time that will help you look your best and boost your self-confidence. The first step in learning how to apply makeup is to select the right shade of foundation. This is the greatest challenge, and many women go through their entire lives searching for the right foundation. As a basic guide, the ideal foundation must give you the coverage you need for your skin condition, must perfectly match your skin tone, must perfectly match your undertone, must not leave a silica residue which will cause you to look chalky or ashy if you have darker skin, must feel lightweight on the skin. When doing a makeover, the only colour on the face should come from the blush, eyeshadow, lipstick, lip gloss, mascara or eyeliner. Foundation should be used as a primer to create the canvas, not add colour. Your foundation must be totally natural looking or your face will end up too pink, orange, ashy or two-toned.